This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver charter school that serves indigenous students will close at the end of this semester. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports the charter lasted only 3 years.
The American Indian Academy of Denver first opened with hopes of building a curriculum that would improve education among the city's indigenous student population. Truckee, Colorado reports just half of the city's indigenous students graduated on time last school year. But school leadership says lower than projected enrollment and financial constraints have forced them to close. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are joining the effort to prevent oil trains from traveling through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The proposed Uinta Basin Railway project could send up to 10 trains a day through the mountains full of crude oil, traveling along the Colorado River headwaters. Lawmakers warn that poses significant environmental and safety risks if there were ever a derailment. They've written to the Secretaries of Transportation and Agriculture, asking them to block the project. The letter was signed by Western Slope lawmakers of both parties. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is signing on to a bill to ban stock trading by members of Congress and their spouses. Buck says the American people have to be able to trust that lawmakers use information they get only to conduct official business, not to benefit a stock portfolio. And he's not the only Colorado representative that wants to see a ban on congressional stock trading. Democrats Jason Crow and Joe Neguse are co-sponsors of a different bill that would effectively ban members and their families from trading stocks. It's windy with high fire danger along parts of the Front Range today. Colorado Springs has a red flag warning through this afternoon. Around Metro Denver, the chance for rain and snow, staying cloudy today, then a sunny day on Thursday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.